This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Tony Dutton here. He is from the League of Women Voters on the Space Coast. Also, Robert Johnson, the president of the NAACP in South Brevard. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is presenting an event on Thursday, March 13th, 6:30 p.m. It'll be at Front Street Civic Center, 2205 Front Street in downtown Melbourne. It is free and open to the public. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and they have monthly programs such as this one. The topic that will be covered this month is Democracy Update. Is the American voter endangered? We've heard a lot on the news about different challenges that people face in terms of voting, and it's a lot more than just lethargy that is set in to keep people from the polls. So, Robert, let's start with you. In what ways are voters endangered?
They're endangered by primarily our younger folk, our college students who maybe relocate from other states or other country. The voters' ID, voter suppression, we're pretty much concerned about that. We're having difficulty at the polls, appropriate ID, and that is creating a difficult time for our young folk because they have address change, so that creates a problem for us. And also restoration of voters, we're primarily focusing on that also. We have some trials and tribulation ahead of us, but We're putting out some foot soldiers, and we start cold canvassing around April to really prepare for this upcoming election.
Okay, so one of the big challenges is first getting people registered to vote. Mm-hmm. So can you give us a little bit of insight into the challenges that we're facing in that venue?
The challenges are to be proactive. Transportation sometimes is a problem with the elderly. So we have vans and we have some buses in some areas to transport people to the poll.
That brings us to you, Tony. You've told me earlier that there is a possibility that we'll be able to have online voter registration next year. What can we do to prepare for that?
There is a bill in the state Senate right now that will provide for online voter registration. That will obviously make it easier for people now who have to go out to the Superintendent of Elections office in order to register to vote. Or if they're lucky, someone like the League of Women Voters will have a table someplace where it will catch them, or the NAACP and some of the unions also do registration. But this bill that's in the Senate now will permit online registration. And a number of states all have online registration. It's cheaper, it's better, it's safe. And we would urge people to get in touch with their legislators, urge them to support that bill and to permit online registration. If it's passed, it will become effective on January 1, 2015. So it will not affect this year's elections, but it's still, this is a chance to do it for the future.
Let's talk a little bit about early voting.
Early voting, the election districts and the what we call precincts are so geographically large in Florida that in the urban areas, there are so many people in those geographic areas that they can't all get to the polls in the 10 hours the polls are open. That's why early voting is important. And the legislature said you must have 8 days of early voting each year. Plus, it gives each superintendent of elections in each county the right to designate additional early voting days. And one of the key ones is the second day to Sunday before elections, the day that many of us know as Souls to the Polls Day. It's important to have that option granted by the superintendent of elections. Up till now, she said she's not inclined to do that for this year's election. We say it's the voting that's important. The voters are important.
Sounds like it's going to be a great discussion. It's going to happen on Thursday, March 13th, 6:30 p.m. Democracy Update, American Voter, Are They Endangered? And there's going to be several other folks that will be speaking. Denise Salagore, she's the president of the Brevard Democratic Hispanic Caucus. This is Democracy Update, Is the American Voter Endangered? Free and open to the public, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. And if you'd like more information, you can go online to scpaflorida.com. Thank you both so much for coming in.